This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Brachos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Ein Oimdin Lispalel El Metoch Kovid Rosh. One must not get up to Davin without a sense of awe towards what he's going to do, that's Davin. Chasidim HaRishayim HaYishayim Shoh Achas Umispalelin Kidei Shechavnu Eslibim Lamokam. The pious, the Chasidim of early generations would pause for 1 hour before davening in order to direct their hearts towards Hashem. Afilo HaMelech Shoh B'Shloimei Lo Yashivenu. Even if a king greets him while davening, he must not reply. Vafilu nachash korach al hakeva lo yafsik. Even if a snake is wrapped around his ankle, he must not interrupt unless there is a serious threat to his life. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Beis. Maskirin Givuris Gishamim B'Tchias HaMesim. In the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, we add a praise for the might with which rain comes down to us. V'shoyalin HaGishamim B'Birkas HaShonim. In the bracha for a blessed year, we request that we should have rain. In the bracha for knowledge, we add a tefillah for havdalah. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Oimra bracha revias bifnei atzma. Rebbe Kiva said that the tefillah for havdalah is said in a fourth bracha all of its own. Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Bahayda. Reb Eliezer said that the Havdalah Tefillah is in the Bracha of Thanksgiving called the Bracha of Haidah by Maidim. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Ha'omer al kan sipur yagir achamecha, v'al toiv yizocher shemecha, Maidim, Maidim, all these cases, Mishaskin Isai. If a chazan says in his Shemayna Esrei, he says, just as you have mercy on the bird's nest by giving us a mitzvah to send away the mother bird, so too you should have mercy on us. Or he says, we bless you, Hashem, for the good you do for us. Or he says, thank you, 2 times, he should be silenced. Since each has an inappropriate implication that we have to hush him and silence him and tell him to stop doing that. Now, ha'ovel lifnei ha'teva v'tah, yaver acher tachtov, v'lo yehei sarbon ba'osa shah. If a chazan was leading the davening and he got all confused and is unable to continue, so someone else should take his place at that time. A person who is asked to take his place should not hesitate, but should go and replace the confused chazan as soon as possible. Menai hu maschil, metchil sabracha sheta ba. He begins from the beginning of the bracha in which the chazan got confused. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'ovel lifnei ha'teva, lo yana achar ha'koyhanim, amen, mipnei ha'teruf. The chazan should not answer amen after the bracha, the blessings of the koyhanim, since it might make him lose his place. V'im ein sham koyin elohu, if the chazan is the only kohen who's there, he should not recite the brachas kohanim, the blessings of the kohanim, for the same reason we gave, that he is going to lose his place in the Chazar Sashat and review in saying Ishmaina Esrei for the Tzibor. V'im haftachosai, Shunai says Kapov, v'choizel l'tvilosai, Rashai. If he is confident that he can recite these blessings, the Brichas Kehanim, and get right back into returning to complete his own davening, saying the Shemayin Esrei for the Tzibor, then he may do so. That is the end of Mishnah Dalid. Masechtas Brachas, Perek He, Mishnah He. Hamispalil Vita, Simin Raloi. If a person makes a mistake in his davening, it is a bad sign for him. Vim Shliach Tzibor Hu, Simin Ralo Sholchov. If he is the chazan, it is a bad sign for the congregation, since a person's shliach, in this case, the chazan, he's the shliach of everyone who sent him up there to daven for them. It is like himself, the people himself going there in. They're representing the chazan is representing the people, so it's a simin ra for those who sent him. Amru alav al Reb Chanina ben Daisa shei mispalel al acholav omer zeh chai v'zeh meis. It was said that when Reb Chanina ben Daisa would pray for the sick, he could tell which would live and which would die. Amru loy minayin ata yodea. When asked how he knew, he Omar Lahem, he said to them, Im Shagura Tvilasa Bepi, Yedeya Nishu Makubal, Vimlav, Yedeya Nishu Matairif. He explained that if his prayers ran smoothly in his mouth, he knew they were accepted and he would live. If not, he knew they were rejected and they would not live. That is the end of Mishnah Hay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.